sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Into the Show, third and final hour here on this Wednesday, June 25th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Donald Trump somewhat backing off of Article 5 of the Constitution of NATO. Article basically stating that any member of NATO is attacked, all of NATO members would defend them. Well, Donald Trump had previously said he was going to reconsider the United States' participation in that article. Well, after having some discussion with other members and perhaps utilizing it as a negotiating bargaining chip, Donald Trump now is saying that if other members agree to up their funding of NATO to 5% of their GDP, their gross domestic product, fully fund NATO, get serious about it, then they will stay in and not step out of Article 5 of the NATO agreement. So, ongoing, interesting discussion going on there in the Netherlands. And one other breaking news, top of the hour story, when being asked questions by the media, Donald Trump admitted that he's had a very good face-to-face sit-down with President Zelensky of the Ukraine. If you go to Twitter X account and look at what Zelensky posted, it sounds like they laid it all out on the table. This is what Ukraine wants. This is what Ukraine needs. We will agree to the ceasefire if Russia meets these needs. Put the deal together, Mr. President. We will sign it. Now the ball is in Trump's court to reach out to Putin and say, okay, these are their issues. These are their demands. You need to agree to this. We need to end this war. So, very productive meeting in the Netherlands with Zelensky. Now the question is, can Donald Trump bring Putin to the table and get an agreement? He's a deal maker. This is his forte. This is his specialty. This is what he does better than anybody else on the planet when it comes to politics. There's not another president. There's not another prime minister. There's nobody on the planet that can do deals as good as Donald Trump. And now that he's got a face-to-face with Zelensky in a suit in the Netherlands, putting together real demands, conditions, things that they want, things that they need, now it's up to Trump to deal with Putin. So we'll see where this goes. We'll continue following this story as well, because this would be huge. You get a ceasefire between Israel and Iran. You get an agreement, a peace deal with Ukraine and Russia. All getting done within 6 months of being back in office. Less than 6 months. Short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Kyler Technologies will refund the state of Michigan $166,000 so far for the downtime since the Michigan Transparency Network's launch, and the number will be growing. according to Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, who testified before the House Oversight Committee yesterday in Lansing. Benson's appearance before the committee yesterday was a request made by Chairman Jay DeBoyer after the Michigan Department of State Chief of Staff Tina Anderson and Tyler Technologies Chief Administrative Officer Abby Diaz testified, back on May 20th. The two of them also joined Secretary of State Benson for her presentation yesterday. At the time, Anderson said that the Michigan Department of State had paused payments on the $9.3 million contract until remedies were made. Well, now, according to Benson, the state is going to be getting some refunds. Depending on how many hours the system is down, the credit will increase. An outage is defined as times when a search function or other parts of the system are down or unable to be found. DeBoyer, chair of House Oversight, said he thinks these refunds would absolutely not have occurred if it wasn't for the May 20th meeting. I believe without that pressure to be put on the Secretary of State's office with regards to management of the website software rollout, it would have been business as usual. Well, for the July 12th re-release, Benson said summary pages for campaign committees are coming back online. Filers will be able to pay committee and lobby fees by credit card, and the public search function will be improved to allow data to be downloaded into spreadsheets. Additionally, specific fixes and upgrades include updating the personal financial disclosure module to be consistent with newly enacted legislation that alters filing methods and changes the required content disclosures. Improving the public search function to resolve system timeouts and ensure that the committee assigned to overseeing the Michigan Transparency Network contract balances updates properly with new filings and reports. Benson walked the committee through the procurement process for creating a new campaign and personal financial disclosures, as was done at the last oversight meeting. Benson said replacing the Michigan Electronic Reporting Tracking System, known as MERTS, it stored most of its data on a floppy disk, was something she wanted to do in the very first year of her first term. But since the contract and its extensions didn't expire until 2024, just last year, the department had to wait. Why? Why did they have to wait? All you have to do is serve notice of your intent to terminate the contract and end it. You wanted to do this in the very first year of your very first term, Madam Secretary? Really? 2019. But you're an attorney, and you're telling me you didn't understand that you could have canceled that agreement and started working on these updates 5 years ago. Right. And you want to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. Unbelievable. Well, one of the state reps in the House Oversight Committee, Farhat, again from Dearborn, said when MERTS was implemented, I was 4 months old. And fellow Republican State Representative Riley Linton of Wyandotte wasn't even born yet. Well, the new contract for the Michigan Transparency Network, $9.3 billion. Sorry, unacceptable. You do a rollout, and you're telling me that you can't even get this thing to work. No, excuse me, I misspoke. I said 9.3 billion, it was 9.3 million, not billion. I'm so used to everything costing billions of dollars in this stupid budget, I apologize. 9.3 million, stating it was going to take over 5 years to build the system, modernize it, upload old data, and be able to maintain it. At an additional cost of $1.2 million for 5 years. Well, Benson defended the decision. Upgrading the antiquated system was supposed to save taxpayers money, provide greater transparency and searchability by the general public for this information. Well, Benson said Tyler Technologies will not receive any further payments on their contract until she and the department are satisfied with the new product. Benson thanked the committee members for submitting their filings via the new system, stating that it took most of them about 10 minutes without any issues. Benson said she filed her own disclosure statement back in May. Benson then also reported that 47 lawmakers so far has successfully filed their reports, while an additional 100 have filed theirs via emails. Chairman DeBoyer then questioned the Secretary Benson whether or not she was aware that NIC Incorporated, who previously operated MERTs, was acquired by Tyler Technologies in April of 2021 before they put their bid into the campaign finance reforms. Well, Benson said the process of selecting the vendor was delegated to a committee and wasn't something that was brought to her level of decision-making. DeBoyer said if Benson's reason for not renewing the contract for MERTs was because of the operational costs of using the old software, why is it then you're continuing to work with the same company? To which Benson had no answer. One of the other members of the committee, Jamie Green from Richmond, asked who Benson thinks should take the blame for the system's launch failure. Since last time, Anderson, her chief of staff, said the buck stops with me. Well, Benson said, I take full responsibility. I'm very proud of the work that our department has done working with Tyler Technologies to consistently improve the system. Has there been glitches? Yes. Has the rollout been slow? Yes. But we're doing everything we can to fix it. Benson said she was proud of her staff and thankful for the work that has gone into the resolution. Well, State Representative Steve Cara of Three Rivers said those on the project may need to hear a little bit more from fire in order to get them to perfect the project. A little bit more fire, excuse me, from the Secretary of State to get the project completed. Well, Benson snapped back at Kara and said, just because I haven't been fiery to my staff in front of this committee doesn't mean I haven't been fiery, end quote, said Benson. Well, at the end of the committee, Democrat State Representative Penelope Turnsclue of East Lansing requested a point of order since she hadn't been recognized in either May 20th's meeting or yesterday's meeting to ask a question. Talking directly to the chair, DeBoyer, last term, I called on you in every single meeting and you spoke and you asked questions. I've been patiently waiting through two meetings to ask questions. DeBoyer said since she was the chair last term, she should understand that the questions are allowed at the discretion of the chair. Well, the Democrat responded, I hope you use better discretion. DeBoyer responded, I'll take it under advisement. Pretty interesting. Well, the bottom line, this updated system of financial disclosure requirements, again, was all triggered by Proposal 1 that was passed back in 2022. Very simply, this is supposed to require financial disclosure of all candidates and elected officials, including their spouses. And it was very reluctantly passed in both the House and the Senate. One of the things you have to understand, this process has been going on, folks, for over a year. And as a result, this is something that has to be done according to our state constitution. When you pass term limit changes and it requires financial disclosure not only by candidates but elected officials, it's something that has got to get done, pure and simple. And it's the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson's office, that is responsible for this reporting. And again, complete failure on her part. And this woman wants to be the governor of the state of Michigan. If she ends up winning their nomination, the Republicans will have a lot of ammunition to use against her in next year's election. Democrats, be very careful who you nominate. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news.